Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio. Well, yes, indeed, we are back in action here on the hottest urban show on Blog Talk. I want to say that I am so honored today for our next guest, who has made some major headlines here in the Vegas Valley and across the nation. We have Lakeisha Chisholm on the line and her beautiful daughter, Taylor. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I am so excited to have you two here because it's been such an amazing journey for both of you, you know. And when I read your story, I'm telling you, it really touched my heart. And I knew that it was something I had to have on Brown Sugar Radio, not only to help you spread the message about reading and writing for Taylor, but also just as a mother, you know, it was something that really hit my core. And so I want to commend you what you're doing. I mean, it's definitely courageous. I mean, you know, you're focused, you're driven on this. You said, I'm putting everything else to the side to focus on my daughter and your passion. So let's go back to the very beginning of your story, Lakeisha, when it all happened. And I want for you to share with me, you know, your daughter, you told me, you know, she had some issues as far as with seizures, right? When did all this journey begin?
It started ever since she was like 10 months old. We went to several doctors, and we just thought that they were random seizures. At first, they thought it was due to a fever, but they became more recurrent. And as she got older, after doing all of the tests that they did on her, they said that they were like idiotic seizures. They said the older she get, she would grow out of them. But unfortunately, that didn't happen. The older she got, the worse they got. And so we went to doctors and doctors for about 4 years. And then I noticed in school she was doing really well, but things started to change as far as behavior. And grades started to drop, and it gotten to the point where they had tried so many different medications on her, and they called me in 2012, the end of 2012, and said, we have a medication that we want you to try her on, but we need your authorization. And I asked why, and they said, because it could kill her, and that wasn't an option. And so I requested a second opinion. And we were able to get a second opinion based upon that conversation with the doctor.
Wow. And I know, first of all, 10 months old, I mean, I couldn't even imagine a baby that small going through something so traumatic, you know. So I know as a mother, you want to make sure you get the best care for your daughter. And, I mean, just a beautiful little girl. I had the pleasure of meeting her last night, and it was just such an honor. And I let Taylor know, I said, baby, you will read again. I know you will, because first of all, the kind of God you serve, all right? And second of all,
Amen.
You got a mother,
Amen.
Okay? You got a mother that's ambitious, and she not letting nothing stand in her way. So I just want to let all of the Brown Sugar Radio listeners know that we also have a GoFund. We'd love for you to contribute to this major movement that's happening. And we're going to go ahead. Now, the link is actually posted there on the chat. But we're also going to make sure we shout it out, Lakeisha, before we close the show today.
Yes, ma'am.
So,
yes,
absolutely.
Ma'am.
So, okay, we went through you got the news from the doctors, and you were wise enough to get a second opinion, you know. And so at that moment, all right, She had to have surgery, and not only one, but three of them. So I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that Taylor is a little girl of strength, okay, to have done three surgeries, went through the surgery, and when was it that you discovered that she was experiencing memory loss and could no longer read?
Well, the memory loss actually happened before the surgery.
Wow.
In November of 2012, she was tested at school, and she tested about a 90% grade point average. I know it was up there. It was either A or B average she had, and this was in November of 2012. So in February, when they noticed that her grades started to change, they retested her 3 months later in February of 2013. And in February, I got the news that her test results, she tested a couple of points above being classified as mentally retarded. And I didn't understand that. I was like, we just had a test 3 months prior to this, and she did well. And so I was told that the seizures was affecting her memory portion of her brain, and it was like on the borderline of her motor skills. And so I was just so amazed that for 3 years worth of learning from pre-K to first grade, she had lost all of that in 3 months. In three months, she lost it.
Oh,
and so
my
when
goodness.
I went, exactly. And so when we went to the doctors and got the second opinion, 2 weeks later, they put her in the hospital. And we actually had that appointment on Valentine's Day of 2013. And we went to the doctors. They put her in the hospital, and in 4 days of running extensive testing, they found out what the problem was. And you normally have four options to be able to make it or correct the issue. But we had maximized three of the options already because it was she was so far gone in the epileptic stage because she was experiencing all four seizures. And so they were getting to the point where she would have seizures and they would stop her from breathing. And so as a mother, hearing the last option was brain surgery, I was thinking, no, I can't do this. But I didn't want to be selfish. And so I said, what are the options if I do not choose the brain surgery? I was thinking that the doctor was going to tell me, well, she's just going to have to deal with this for the rest of her life. But he told me his response was totally different from what I expected. He said, if we don't do the brain surgery within a year, she could possibly be dead. And so I was backed into a corner. And that's what I had to do. I had to trust God, because as a mother making that type of decision, if I did it, she could have died. If I didn't do it, she could have died. And so what really convinced me was my baby saying, Mommy, I don't want to go through this anymore. I'd rather die than to suffer. And then she said, if I die, then I'll be with the Lord. You know, isn't that what you're teaching me? And so I was convinced, she's a strong little girl. And I was convinced that not death nor life was going to separate my baby from the Lord. And so we chose to do the brain surgery.
That's it. That's it. Stepped out on faith, okay? You know what your story reminds me of. Have you seen the movie Gifted Hands by Ben Carson?
I did. One of my favorite movies. I have it in my video archive.
listen. And when I tell you that movie not only touched me, along with your stories, I mean, I can feel God's spirit right now as we're speaking. It's just the miracle, of what the surgeons can do today. But not only that, your faith in trusting that your daughter is in the hands of the Lord. And so what really, really blew my mind was when Dr. Ben Carson shared how you can take out basically, it was a large percentage, I want to say 60% of the brain, and how a child can recover fully versus an adult. You do that to us, we would never be able to function the way we do now. We wouldn't have the same cognitive skills. So it's amazing how, you caught it young, and she's still young enough to where her brain would still heal and fully function as if she didn't have seizures, which is a beautiful thing, and I want to commend you because I know it's scary to have surgery. I know that that's a fear, you know, even for ourselves, let alone your child. You know, you're thinking she's too young. I don't want to put her on, you know, medications, let alone put her to sleep. But that's an area where you stepped out on faith and you let go and you let God. And so I definitely want to continue to spread the word about your story. And now the awesome thing, ladies and gentlemen, not only, okay, did she take the leap of faith with her daughter and have the surgery, okay, now we're going to go to the next level where Lakeisha decided to take action and make some great things happen. You're not going to be a victim. You're going to be a victor. You know, you're not going to sit back and have a pity party. And I love that about mm-hmm. your tenacious spirit. You said, you know what, God, you gave me this. This is what I'm dealing with. And so now, God, I'm going to give you the glory through this story. Let's talk about the mission. Now, once you went through that and, you know, her test grades were failing, you had the surgery, at that moment, when did you decide to say, okay, I'm going on tour across the nation. I'm going to make sure my baby reads.
Let me back up just 1 minute. My baby was actually scheduled for 2 brain surgeries. The third brain surgery came because there was an emergency that was going on, and we didn't know what was going on. And I was sitting in the room with my daughter, and her face began to swell tremendously. And she was in excruciating pain. I mean, they had her hooked to IV pumps, giving her pain medicine. They were giving her oral medicine. They was doing everything, and for about 48 hours, she was just crying, would not sleep, in excruciating pain, and the doctors were coming in and out, and they could not find out what was going on. They could not find out why she was having the pain that she was having. And as a mother, I never thought that I would pray a prayer that I prayed to God that day, but I left out of the room because she would not let me leave her, and I had to get away so that I could communicate with the Lord. And so I told her, I said, I'm going to the coffee room, the break room, to get some coffee. And she just was screaming. I mean, you could hear it down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in that break room, and I had a conversation with the Lord. And I never thought as a mother I would say this, but I prayed to God to take her. I said, God, I can't help her. The doctor can't help her.
Oh, geez.
And I asked God to take my child's life. Because no parent wants to see their child suffer. But nevertheless, as a woman of God, I said, God, if it's not your will and you want her to live, God, I need you to fix this, and I need you to fix it now. And I left out of there. I said that, and I left alone. I went back to the room, and when I went to the room, it was quiet. I knew there was a shift in the atmosphere because I didn't hear her screaming anymore. And when I got there, she was just laying there silent. And in my mind, in my carnal mind, I thought the Lord had took her. And the nurse came out, and I said, you know, is she gone? Is she? And she says, no, she's sleeping. She says, I'm calling the doctors now because we can't understand this, but there was a blood clot the size of a 50-cent piece that was blocking her drainage tube from her head, and it was blocking it, and that was causing the swelling. And when they did these tests, it did not show up on the test. And they said they couldn't understand how it passed through. But I knew how it passed through, and
God fixed
that situation.
Girl, did he fix it?
And so after her, he fixed it. He did it. And so I promised my baby, after her third brain surgery, she couldn't talk, she couldn't walk, and I promised her, I said, baby, I'll do whatever it takes to teach you how to read again, because she would get so frustrated. And she would throw books down that she could read, and she couldn't read them anymore. And she didn't understand how I could go into this and talk to my mom and tell her I love her. And now I come out and I can't talk anymore. I can't read anymore. And so she's a fighter. Everything that they told us was going to happen after the surgery, as far as recovery, she defeated all those odds. And so what happened was, this year, on February the 13th, I had my pity party. I cried. I was frustrated with life. I lost my job. There were so many things going on. And I said, I'm always telling people, if you lose everything in life, if you have God, that's all you need to start all over
with. That's all you need.
And I'm sitting there, and now I got to eat off of my own words. And I'm sitting there, and so the next day, which was February the 14th, the third year anniversary of when we got the second. And I'm sitting there, and my daughter comes in there, and she brings me her phone, and she has a phone that she plays games on, and there was something on there, and she couldn't read it. And she was teary-eyed. And she says, "Mommy, can you read this for me?" And I said, "Sure, baby." And she was crying, and I said, "Why are you crying?" She says, "Because we don't break pinky promises. You promised me." I said, "I promised you what?" She said, "You promised me you were going to teach me how to read again." And I went in the bathroom. I had to get myself together. And it's like the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And reading and writing for Taylor just popped up in my spirit. And God kept showing me the story, The Little Red Wagon. And I saw this movie a couple years ago, and I'm not going to go into detail. They can look it up if they want to. But I didn't understand. But this little boy stepped out for a cause and a purpose, and he didn't take no for an answer. He didn't care what it cost him. And so after God continuously put that in my spirit, I said, this is what we're going to do. I went to the school, and I withdrew my kids out of the school. Because after about 6 months in school, my daughter still can't read a complete sentence. And so I don't want to say that the school system failed her. But as a mother, I felt that I failed her as well because I didn't keep my word. And as a parent, you want to teach your kids to be people and individuals of their word because it represents their character.
Yes,
and so
it does.
I have to be the example first. And so my kids thought I was crazy. You know, some of my family and friends thought I was crazy. But I know it takes crazy faith to move God. It's a purpose. God is not moved by my feelings. He's not moved by my feelings. I cried. I got my tears out. He said, "So now what you going to do about it?" And so I know he's moved by my faith. And so I withdrew my savings, which was about $2,000. I packed my kids up in that car. People started donating shirts. And I got $3,000 worth of work done to my car. I was only charged $400 to do it.
Look at
and
God.
So I started
look at God.
Seeing
God
favor.
Won't he do it?
His
favor. Step it out on faith. Let me tell you something. You did
and
what
so
I call
said if I
is a God-sized assignment. Yes.
Amen. Amen. And
so
I said
big,
if I step
so crazy
out.
Where people are looking at you like, why would you do that? Why would you do that? But God honors that when you decide, you know what, Lord, I'm going to trust you. In my darkest hour, I'm going to trust you no matter what comes my way. You know, you have, God, everything that I need in store to make this happen. Beautiful.
Amen.
I love it. Go
Amen.
Ahead. Listen.
And so now we're in Las Vegas. We're in Las Vegas. You know, I don't know what the future of this trip holds, but I know who holds our future, and I trust him. And so every day, one day at a time, we're praying. We're confessing God's word. And we know that he can't lie and he won't change. And I know that, you know, at the end of this trip, it's not a get-rich trip. I keep saying that because it took a lot for me to let go of pride and be able to put up a GoFundMe because I'm so used to being the giver and not depending on anybody else but God. And so out of wisdom, I put it up because I knew it was going to take more than $2,000 to get us around this country in 90 days, hotel, food, gas, everything. But I knew if I stepped out, God was going to move, and he's moving.
He's moving.
He is. You know, we're in Las Vegas, and my kids are like, wow, what we're going to do? What we're going to do? We're going to stay focused. This is
That's
not
it.
A vacation we're on.
Right,
it's
okay.
A sacrifice.
We're on a mission.
It's a sacrifice. It's going to cost all of us something. But once the mission is accomplished, then we can celebrate. You know, this is not our first time coming to Vegas. It won't be our last, you know, but we're on a mission. And so I told my kids, I said, look, if nobody don't donate, we'll eat peanut butter sandwiches and drink bottled water for the next 90 days.
Girl, you better
sacrifice.
Say it. Okay.
It's a sacrifice. And you know, I'm not going to give up. I can't give up. You know, I can't allow my kids to see that it's okay when you get frustrated and things don't go your way. It's okay to just stop and quit and throw in the towel. No, we can't do that. And so my goal is to hit at least 20 to 25 states within the next 90 days. I can't hit all 50, of course.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Right, right.
And I'm going to hit these states.
That's round two.
I'm gonna,
okay. Look, you're on the first tour. All right.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
round
ma'am.
Two is coming.
And it doesn't stop there, Miss Kim. It doesn't stop there because at the end of this journey, if my daughter can read one complete sentence, then it was worth it.
Then
if I can help
done.
One parent
yes.
or one child that's experiencing or will be experiencing what my daughter is going through now, then it was worth it. The trip was worth it because I don't want to be selfish with it. I don't want my daughter to read and say, okay, mission accomplished, we're done, because I want to help as many kids that have suffered the way that my daughter has suffered because she didn't go to school and choose not to do her work. She didn't mm-hmm. choose to go to school and be disobedient. Her brain was sick. It had an issue.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
right.
And now that issue was removed and she has to start all over again. So I'm going to hit as many school systems, schools. I'm going to hit as many communities. I'm going to hit as many capitals and legislators as I can to bring awareness to how important literacy is. Because
yes,
literacy is the foundation of your whole education process. If you cannot read, you cannot succeed in any other course. Nothing. You know, you can't. It's the foundation. In a house that's built on a foundation that's not solid, it won't stand. I don't want my daughter to fall through the cracks of society. I want her to have the same opportunities as any other student in this country, in this world. But I do want her to fall. I want her to fall in love with reading all over again. I want her to get excited about her library card. I want her to get in the bed with me and say, Mama, let me read you a bedtime story, because she used to do that. She used to do
Aww.
That. And the only enemy that my daughter has against her right now is her age, because I can't pause her and stop her from growing.
That's
Every
it.
Time a day goes by, she's getting older. And the older she gets, the more difficult it's going to be, the more challenging it's going to be. And so I'm a mom on a mission. I'm
That's
desperate
it.
Now. How bad do you want it? Bad enough to leave everything in Texas, pack up my kids, and travel this country until I find a solution. My daughter
That's
said,
beautiful.
Mommy, I knew you loved me, but I didn't know you loved me this much to travel
Aww.
Around the country. I said, baby, I love you enough to travel around this world. Because my baby will read.
Did we speak it last
she
night?
Will read.
We say what we say last night. We say reading and flying with Taylor gonna be next. Okay, he's
I
gonna
told
be all over the world.
She wanna go to Hawaii.
Steve Harvey.
I said, baby, my car ain't gonna make it across that water.
Come on, girl. We about to do this. I really truly see God doing some amazing things in your life because of the sacrifice that you've made. Often I think of the story of Job. How Job lost everything, and he was tested by the enemy to curse God and turn his back, but that's when he went into his deepest prayers and his deepest faith with God. And because of his faithfulness during that trials and the tribulations, God blessed him with double. We all know that story. And this is how I'm viewing your life, losing your job, you know, losing everything that was of value, you know, except the most important thing, which is your spirit and your children, your family. That right there, your connection with God, is once you have that and God gets you to that point, you say, listen, God, there's nowhere else but up from here. You
nowhere
know what I'm saying? When you have hit rock bottom and you're like, God, I can't get no lower than this. Nowhere up, nowhere else but up. And so it's just awesome, you know. And I'm sitting here, girl, I'm teary-eyed right now because I'm just imagining what you're going through. And just like I said, as a mother, I have compassion, you know, for you. And I'd like to speak with Taylor real quick before we end. I do see we have
She's
a
right
callers.
Here.
I may try to grab a caller. I'll try to grab a couple of callers real quick who may have some questions. But definitely, Taylor, I'm so happy to have you here. How are you today, sweetie?
Good.
That's wonderful. How do you feel, you know, with driving across the country with your mom and, you know, seeing all these beautiful new states and things and just knowing that your mom is keeping her promise? How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good.
That's beautiful. I'm so excited. Now, what grade are you in?
Third.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so excited. Well, I just want to tell you that I am so happy that you are here on Brown Sugar Radio today, And I know you'll be back on Brown Sugar Radio, and you're going to be reading. You're going to be reading for all of my listeners, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on today, sweetie.
You're welcome.
All right. All right, so let's see. We have a few callers. If you don't, we only have a few minutes left. What I'd like to do before we take calls, if I have time to, I see so many of y'all. If you have any questions, direct some in the chat. That also would save some time, too, if, for those of you who are listening on the phone lines. Okay. Please shout out your GoFund, the link, for those who are listening, and then the Facebook page.
Okay. It's reading and writing. The N is not AN. It's the N symbol. The number 4, Taylor. The phone number is area code 305-912-READ, R-E-A-D, 305-912-READ. We have a GoFundMe, which is www.GoFundMe.com/reading4Taylor. Again, it's www.GoFundMe.com/reading4Taylor. We also have a Facebook page, Reading and Writing for Taylor. You can also put it in the Google search bar, and the information should pull up. We have a post office box and a Gmail if you guys want to write in or, you know, send in something. If you have any questions, we have reading and the word and, A-N-D, writing, the number 4, Taylor, at gmail.com. And we also have a P.O. Box, 691263. Killeen, Texas, that's K-I-L-L-E-E-N, Texas, 76549. So if you guys missed anything because I'm talking too fast, you can always reach me at 305-912-READ, and I can also give you that information. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And this is for those of you, too, who are coming in. I see a lot of you are actually just now calling in. This show will be archived. You can come back and listen to it as much as you'd like, how often, you know, later on tonight, whatever fits your schedule. You can certainly pass it, forward it, because I am posting it on Brown Sugar Radio on Facebook. It's also on Twitter. And so definitely know you can actually just go ahead and listen to the archive segment of this show here, all right? So wanted to let you know thank you all so much for coming here. And let me see here if we have, I'll grab just one call because I only got a couple of minutes left. We got a 646 on the air live with Brown Sugar Radio. You have a question or a comment for Lakeisha?
Well, hello, Miss Lakeisha. This is Mel from Atlanta. Hello.
How are you? How are you?
Mel. How are you, Mel?
Hey,
what's going on?
How are you? I tell you, as a mom of 4, I just want to tell you that you made my heart glad because so many people take for granted a library card or they just take reading for granted, period. And for you to take the time out, I was on a 47-day fast, eating nothing, doing anything but writing and reading. And I want to reach out to you, and I want to send you this book. Kim, I have yours as well, The Secrets of a Proverbs Woman. This is you, honey. I can't wait.
Yes.
This is you. Kim got me on the path way before my fast came. But when I went on my fast, God kept saying, you're going to come into someone who's going, you're going to need to bless. And I'm going to reach out to you so I can make my donation to you for you and your daughter. My son worked for Kroger's. My son works for Kroger's and he works for Papa John's. They are two of the biggest, because I have gotten them to donate food and different things for my foundation. I want to reach out to them so that they can give you gift cards for your kids while you're on this journey.
Thank you.
That is beautiful.
It's not about me. It's definitely
Look
not
at
about
God.
Me.
Look
on,
at
my
God.
47, on my 47
see,
days,
you know,
God was speaking to me.
Let me tell you something. It is so beautiful when you see the Spirit of God working through people. And one thing, Lakeisha, when God wants to bless you, he'll send someone. when we do things,
yes,
we have to recognize that's unto the Lord. Whenever you give, you know, I'm always teaching my children that whenever you give, you're always doing it as unto God. Whenever you honor your parents, you're doing it as unto God. And so when you sacrifice, right now, the sacrifice you're going through, you're doing it unto the Lord. You're doing it by his faith. And so by you stretching your faith and you activating, you know, that gene, very many people do not live a life that is solely faith built. They want to have control over how much money they make and how long they go to work and how, you know, they get in the car and drive. And you got to let go. And that's what you've done. You've let go. And so now that you're in that surrender mode, that's when you're going to see the greatest miracles happen in your life, Lakeisha. Mel, I want to thank you for being on this call today. You know you, my soul sister. I love you so much. Glad you are back to the Ambitious Woman Group.
I love you. I love you. And God said, he spoke, he said, you're going to be that call she's going to speak to because I need you to get this message to her.
All right,
and believe
now.
Me,
hey.
this is not about me. And Kim will tell you, I got a story of my own. But
amen.
I know I walked with God for 47 days. I was waiting
That's
for
beautiful.
You, sweetie. I was waiting for you. And like
That's
I
Look
thank
at
you
this.
So much.
This is your divine appointment right here.
I have
All
gotten
right.
some stuff from them. So I'm going to reach out to you on your Facebook because I follow Kim. I'm so great to be back. Because this is your season. Don't you let
Amen.
The enemy tell you anything different. It's going to get difficult because trust me, that's what he wants you to do. But as a mom, and I've told this to so many people, you have to learn how to be selfless. You have to give up everything when you become a parent. Everything.
For real.
And Kim helped me walk Girl. Through this because I was struggling with my daughter being in New York. But when I tell you my daughter get ready to make some major moves after this, trust me.
And you know, it's so crazy, Miss Mel, that you said that because I was currently working on a book and I thought about it and I said, how can I be a world-renowned author? How can I be proud of a book in a bookstore knowing that my daughter can't pick that book up and read it? And so I put everything that I wanted to do in life, I put it aside because it's my responsibility as their parent to step in when they can't. And so I'm doing
okay.
this journey. I'm not a selfish person, you know,
uh-huh.
but my daughter will read. And I just want to tell you thank you so much. You have really blessed my spirit, and I will continue to keep you and your family in prayer as well as Miss Kim. Oh, my gosh, she's just so awesome.
And
Beautiful.
I just have
thank
one,
y'all
I
so
have
much.
One scripture, Kim, and I'm going to go. I'm going to let you
okay.
go. Deuteronomy 8, 1 through 10. My pastor
right.
preached on this on the 21st, and the sermon was
Deuteronomy.
Just remembered.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, God is about to turn this thing around for you. And this is what God is telling me in the spirit because I just picked up my book. And I said, Lord, and this is the book that I've been writing, my own journal of my 47 days of what I've been going through. But you just remember that God has not forgotten. This is your season for greatness. Somebody
Come
is
on.
Going to turn around this whole thing for you. This here?
Girl, yes.
This is,
yes.
God is in the midst
I see major
of this storm
sponsors.
Because this
yes.
is going to be your breakthrough here.
This
and believe
it.
Me, when I say I've spoken to the president of Progress and Papa John's, trust me, we are getting ready. I'm going to be your campaign with you because God told me I had to do something different, and I'm about to do something totally different. I'm here in Atlanta, and I said to Kim last night, when she get here, I need to know when she's here.
That's
because
it.
By the
that
time
was
he,
you that said that.
That
okay,
was,
I saw your
yes.
message.
That
was
yes, me. And
so
I promise you, I'm getting ready to go and put this letter into formation for you for Papa John's and for and I'm going to try to God keep saying 5,000. If I can get 10,000 between the two of them, that's what
that's
God
it.
Keeps telling me, and that's what
that's
my goal
it.
Is going to be for you, sweetie. And I know my baby's not confusion and my baby's not
I want to scream.
God, this too
Look
here
at this.
Is going to pass.
That's
God
it.
Is about to
That's
work
it.
This thing out for you, baby. Your baby
okay.
will be on her own tour next time. You're going to be sitting back, and she's going to be standing in front of people telling them what the devil thought he had for evil, God is getting all the
God
glory.
God turned it into
That's
good.
It.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely,
people, some people
lady.
Don't understand, but on this trip, I think we've been averaging about $100 to $150 a day on this trip.
Oh,
and so,
that's
you know, we every day, you know, we've been spending that. And so, you know, I've been doing the math. So I'm like, okay, 90 days, around the country, practically $100, $150 a day. That's over what I'm asking for. That's over $10,000 for what I'm asking for. But like I said, I'm believing God to overexceed that because I want to give back to these organizations that blessed me and helped me with my child when she was going through one of the lowest points in her life. You know, I'm a giver. That's what I do. So sometimes it's hard for me to receive from people, and God is dealing with me with that, you know. But I just thank God. I just give him all the glory out of this whole trip. If God don't do it, then it won't get done. But I know that God gave me confirmation in my spirit, and I know a lot of people wasn't going to go with it. But I knew the closer I got to him, the smaller my circle would get. And
Amen.
So I don't go on a GoFundMe. I don't look at it. I praise God. I had a $6 donation the other day, and it made me cry because that was all they had. And I thank God for that person, and I prayed for that person that God would increase, you know, their finances, increase them in a special way, because that $6, you know, could buy us a sandwich or something while we're on this meal. You know, we're
okay,
on this journey.
It'll go far,
and so
yeah.
I thank God for the small. It ain't the big stuff. I thank God for the sacrifice that people are doing so that my daughter can learn to read again. It means so much to me, and I want to tell everybody, thank you. I am so grateful, and I am so humbled. You know, and I'm going to keep God first. You know, I'm going to keep God first. And because I'm keeping him first, that's why God is showing out, because I'm keeping him first. You know, it's not
Absolutely.
About me. It's not even about Taylor. It's bigger than her. It's
mm-hmm.
bigger than her not being able to read. It's about those parents that don't have the voice or don't have the strength to go out and do what I'm doing, and their child is in that same situation. And they don't know how to get help. They don't know how to do it. And that's why I'm trying to bring so much national attention, not to be famous, but so that everyone can hear it, because I want to reach that one person somewhere in that little town that don't have Facebook or don't have this. All they got is a newspaper. And they're saying, you know what, I need to contact her because my child is going through this. And I need help. I need solutions. I need an answer. That's who I'm trying to reach. Those people that seem that they're unreachable. But I know with God all things are possible, and I'm not going to stop until this journey is completed. I'm not going to stop. It doesn't stop at the 90 days. So thank y'all
Absolutely.
So much
oh,
for allowing
yeah,
me to share.
Yeah, this is a
thank
last.
You.
This is a lifetime. And one thing I want to share real quick, because we got to end here shortly, or else Blog Talk will cut the show and kick us out. But I got to tell
we
you,
can talk.
I gotta, right, girl, listen, I love being able to, you know, have this time for you to use as a platform for your voice to be heard. But I definitely want to share with you one thing God just dropped in my spirit, is that I see books coming. You're saying you put your book aside, but that's a part of the sacrifice. And what's going to happen is, because you're on this tour and because you have this mission, a book will be birthed due to this purpose. And your daughter will be able to read it. So you remember that, all right? Because I just see
yes,
some awesome
ma'am.
Things happening for you and your family. Want to say thank you so much for coming on to Brown Sugar Radio once again. Mel, thank you. And all the other callers that are here today, thank you so much. I cannot take any more calls at this time, but please feel free to reach out to Lakeisha on Facebook. You can give her a call. You can email her. And definitely please support her GoFundMe account, all right? You know,
okay.
as much as given, as much as received. And so just sow a seed into this family, and I guarantee you God will send it back 10 times over. All right, well, listen, we definitely got to touch base. I want to do a follow-up show maybe in 6 months, 9 months. Let's see how you're progressing. All right?
Amen. Most definitely. Thank you.
Good.
God bless y'all.
All right, well, thank you for coming on to Brown Sugar Radio, and you have a fantastic day. All right? And bye-bye,
you
Taylor.
Too.
You have a good one.
Taylor, she said bye. Say bye, everyone. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye, thank sweetie.
Thank
all
you.
Right. We're going to go ahead and end, so I definitely just want to say thank you all for joining us. We appreciate it, and, you know, definitely know that we'll be back next Saturday. I have the beautiful Monica back for a Q&A session in regards to her herbs and oils and all that kind of fantastic stuff. We will be back in action. So without that said, I want to definitely let you know that it's been a pleasure speaking with you. And join us on Facebook, Brown Sugar Radio, also on Twitter and Instagram. And thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a great day.
Well, it's about that time for us to end, but until we meet again, spread the word about Brown Sugar Radio to a friend. Join us next week on the livest urban premiere show on Blog Talk Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We're celebrating the champion in you and making dreams come true. Changing lives one show at a time. Brown Sugar Radio, making life easier.